In Northwest News from KPLU, once-in-a-generation opportunity or harebrained scheme. Both have been used to describe an initiative on the primary ballot in Seattle. KPLU's Paula Whistle has the story.
At first, Initiative 123 sponsors wanted to save a section of the slated-for-demolition viaduct and turn it into a park along the lines of elevated green spaces in New York and Chicago. But they found out it wouldn't work because, well, it isn't earthquake-proof. So instead, they're proposing building a brand new structure 55 feet in the air. Initiative supporter Kate Martin says the pedestrian walkway would run for a mile from Pike Place Market to CenturyLink Field. She says it would preserve those amazing views you see now from the viaduct.
You're connected to the majesty of the Pacific Northwest when you're up there. You see everything, the mountains, Elliott Bay.
But opponents, and there are lots of them, including architects and all the local newspaper editorial boards, say putting up something new that would again separate downtown from the waterfront makes no sense. And besides, says spokesman for the No on 123 campaign, Sandeep Kaushik.
We've got an existing waterfront plan, one that's been put together over years of effort.
He says this would throw a monkey wrench in that, but supporters say with the tunnel and seawall project still a ways off, now is the time to rethink that plan. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.